I'm Matt Bush, filling in for Tom Hall on Midday. Data centers are top of mind everywhere in the U.S., as we were just talking about, as we begin 2026. That includes at all levels of government. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders last month called for a national moratorium on new data centers until their impact, and notably on the power grid, and increasing power bills for customers can be studied. The Maryland General Assembly last month overrode a veto from Governor Wes Moore about a bill that would study the impact of data centers in the state. That will now go forward, that study. At the local level, the Frederick County Council was busy right before the holidays approving new zoning for data centers there. It's a controversial subject in Frederick, as it's one of the three counties where the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project would run. That 70-mile power line faces some stiff opposition from residents and leaders there who say it will seize private property for a power line that will mostly benefit massive data centers across the river in northern Virginia. WYPR's Nathaniel Miller covers Frederick County for us. He spent much of 2025 covering both of these issues, including that vote right before Christmas. He joins us now live via the phone. Nathaniel, thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
So a few days before Christmas, the Frederick County Council approved a new overlay map for data centers, which essentially is a zoning change. Tell us about that.
All right. So the county's goal has always been to keep data centers in one central location. Before the map and the bill that helped make it, all 5,000 acres of industrially zoned county land were actually available for data center development. By the end of this whole process, that's been reduced down to about 2,600 acres approximately. Now, this whole thing is located north of Adamstown, on top of the site of the former Alcoa East Elko Works. Now, this was an aluminum smelting plant that shut down in 2005 and was later completely demolished. The county chose this land because it already was used for industrial purposes, and that means a lot of the infrastructure is already there. This minimizes the work that the county needs to do to put in new power, water, and sewage. Now, the map itself is called the Critical Digital Infrastructure Overlay Zone, and an overlay zone is a technical term for placing something on top of currently existing zones so that you can allow for adding or changing the rules to the area as needed.
Now, what the county council approved was larger than what the planning board in Frederick County had recommended. So why did they approve a larger overlay map, a larger zoning area for data centers?
So the primary reason why they chose to go with something bigger was specifically because they actually did some work to pull back the borders to make sure that it was further away from residential areas. Now, moving on from that, a handful of people actually wanted their land to be included in the overlay zone. These were people who owned property in the area who were farmers who had actually sold much of their land, much of their farms, much of their animals already, and were kind of stuck in this limbo area. They wanted to get rid of the land, but until it was designated for data center development, they couldn't really move on with that. Another big factor that the council was considering was that some of the land had been available for preservation for quite some time, actually, but hadn't actually been put into it. By taking that land and putting it into the overlay zone, it would be able to actually begin to generate revenue once data centers were built on top of it. Now, it should also be mentioned that one of the big questions that's been asked about data centers in Frederick is, where's the water and the power coming from? The council did assure residents that the developers have told them that there will be enough energy, water, and other resources to go around for everyone.
You've been covering all these meetings, and residents had a lot to say about it. It wasn't just water and power. So what were all the things residents were saying at these meetings that you were covering?
So power and water immediately come back into the question. A lot of residents are worried that their rates are going to go up if the power draw from this data center is really substantial. And organizations like the Sugarloaf Alliance are worried how this will affect water demand for people that are downstream and in the surrounding areas. Residents are also largely worried about how much sound these data centers can produce. If you've ever walked underneath a power line and heard that constant buzz or thrum, you've got the right idea, but data centers can be a lot louder. Residents asked the county to make sure there was some kind of active measurements because they didn't want to have to send in some kind of complaint at 3 a.m, only for someone to show up well later after the fact. Lastly, but definitely not the least among concerns, was the issue of further contamination. So the area this is being built on was the site of a former industrial area and a brownfield zone, which means that there was some contamination, and residents weren't too happy with that land being built on. It should be noted that this is a small portion of the overall land, though.
Now, there is a campus for data centers already in Frederick. Where is that, and what's on that site right now?
So that's known as Quantum Frederick, and it actually overlaps the north of Adamstown location, partly on top of and around that old East Elko smelting plant. So in the case of Quantum Frederick, it's a hyperscale data center. It's about 2,100 acres total. Not all of that fits perfectly inside of the overlay zone, but when it comes to hyperscale, generally what that's going to mean for the case of Frederick is that other data center companies can come in and pay to build their data centers on the overall campus. Several developers are currently building their own data centers, but the campus is not full yet. A resident originally wanted the overlay zone to be drawn around the borders of the campus itself, and the commission's recommendation held fairly close to that. If we want to use Quantum Frederick as a bit of a scale, while reports vary, it's estimated the campus will need about 2.4 gigawatts of power once it's complete. That's as much power as every home in Baltimore twice. And remember, that's Quantum Frederick, which is a little bit smaller than the overlay zone in and of itself.
Okay, so now the county council approved this new zoning right before Christmas, makes the overlay map larger for future data center development. So what is the future now with this having been approved?
So for the most part, the major next big step is that residents are going to get their chance to speak in on how they want data center developers to have to give back to the county. So one will be held in Frederick City with the other in Adamstown. Now, how data centers will contribute to Frederick has been one of the big back and forths between residents and the county. Now, the county has been very cautious on this matter. There's something called contract zoning, and it's not legal in Maryland. Put it simply, you can't agree to rezone something in exchange for money. That way, residential land or really any kind of zone can't just become industrial or anything else overnight just because someone happened to cash a check. According to the county council, that means they can't actually enter into an agreement with developers on how they'll give back the community until after the map is in place. And that's what these meetings will be for, where residents can talk about what they want to see these developers give back.
Now, as all this has been going on, there's also the MPRP that's been happening there, too. That's the 70-mile power line that would go through Frederick, Carroll, and Baltimore counties. Data centers play a role in that also, because there have been And in addition, there have been just been plenty of lawsuits between landowners and the developer of the MPRP. So what are the lawsuits right now that are out there? Where do they stand right now as we begin 2026?
So across 2025, PSEG has taken more than 300 landowners living along the route of the MPRP to court for access to their properties. The company needs to collect geological data where they plan to actually build the towers themselves that will hold the power line. Now, the company has asked landowners for permission to access their properties, but received a fairly resounding no in response. Now, this all comes as the Public Service Commission, the organization who actually gets to say yes or no to the MPRP, it decided that PSEG hadn't included enough environmental data or information on why alternative routes had been picked. PSEG won their case when they eventually took things to court and were given permission to go onto people's properties, but they need to give 24-hour notice ahead of time. Now, the thing that needs to be noticed, though, is that they retain that power until the PSC makes their decision, which currently is scheduled out through 2026. Appeals have been filed by multiple groups, but they're still pending at this time.
Okay, and just real quickly, our last question. One of these specific lawsuits was dealing with the developer trying to bar landowners that they would be surveying from hunting on their own property. Real quickly, tell us about what that was.
Sure. So when PSEG discovered that some landowners wanted to hunt on their own property during 2025's hunting season, they were concerned for the safety of their workers and went back to the courts to ask permission to bar landowners from hunting on their own property. Now, the courts were actually very hesitant about this. They were not entirely certain they wanted to give that power to an out-of-state electric company. Ultimately, they did restrict people from hunting on their own land, but they did require the company to work personally with individual landowners to make sure that any conflicts were mitigated as best as possible.
Nathaniel Miller is WYPR's reporter for Frederick County. Follow all of his continuing coverage on the NPRP and data centers there at WYPR.org. Nathaniel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
When we return, WYPR, Scott Mazzioni with local reaction to U.S. strikes in Venezuela. Plus, he'll discuss what $500 million in settlement money from drug companies it could mean for Baltimore in 2026 and the city's fight against the opioid epidemic. I'm Matt Bush, filling in for Tom Hall here on Midday. Stay with us.
This is your local NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.